Allison Stanfield, and I've got this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. But first, I want to remind you that my Get Organized class, which helps you clear out, clean out, recycle, and throw away, starts this Wednesday. That's Wednesday, July 28th, 2010. And I'd love to have you join us. Just go to artbizcoach.com/go, that's go.html. So today I want to talk to you about being proactive. You know, a lot of artists send out packets to galleries and to curators and museums and just sit back and wait for stuff to happen. But I say, why sit back and wait to hear from a gallery, curator, arts writer, arts center, or museum when you can connect through Web 2.0? If you're not sure about how to do this, listen up. I'm going to give you examples that use galleries. You can substitute the word museum, arts writer, curator, art center, or anything in place of galleries. But let's use galleries as an example for this podcast. First, find a gallery's fan page on Facebook and like it. At the same time, follow gallery tweets on Twitter. Of course, you have to have Facebook and Twitter accounts to do this. Granted, many galleries don't use these social networking sites. Their error, not ours. So focus on the ones who do. In order to find galleries to follow, you must know that they're a good fit for you. For example, don't waste your time on galleries that show only Florida artists if you live in Nebraska. Now, I conduct a standard Google search to find people on social media. Here's a couple examples. My search words are Translations Gallery Twitter. Immediately, just what I'm looking for comes up. It led me to the gallery on Twitter, twitter.com/translationsart. Then I use the search words Sync Gallery Facebook. Success again. This led me to Sync Gallery's Facebook fan page. Now, since fan pages on Facebook are public, they're going to show up at the top of search results if the pages exist, because Facebook is such a widely used website and extremely popular, so it's always near the top. Ditto for Twitter accounts. If you want a more Twitter-specific search, instead of Google, you can use a service called Twello. That's T-W-E-L-L-O. It lets you search within categories. Or there is Tweep Search, T-W-E-E-P search, for names and keywords. Now, once you've found some good galleries to follow on Twitter and Facebook, you need to join the conversation. You need to be active. So contribute your voice to the dialogue when you have something to say. You want to add value to the conversation, not just like a post. So also, instead of declining or ignoring an invitation from the gallery on Facebook, you're going to write a personal note on the event wall. This leaves your name there for everyone to see, especially the gallery and the people that posted it in the first place. So do the same on Twitter by responding to questions posed by these people and retweeting the good stuff. Be sure to link back to them generously. Beware, this might take some effort, but the results will be worth it. Final word, don't lurk on Web 2.0 sites. Become a valuable contributor to the dialogue. Join the conversation with galleries and other art world types through social media. Remember that social media is social. That's it for this week's Art Marketing Action Podcast. Again, I'm Allison Stanfield, and if you think you might enjoy reading this as much as or more than listening to it, go to artbizcoach.com and subscribe to the Art Marketing Action newsletter, which is an email version of this podcast.